When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF. Or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction, we find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest-running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Storm! Damn.
It's I Got Some Shit to Say to podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, right next to me, that one guy,
ChadOrbsTV.com.
Rounding third with a dingleberry, bitch.
With a dingleberry. Shout out dingleberries.
Shout out boysenberry pie.
Who? What?
I don't know.
What is a boysenberry?
No clue.
Did you just make that up?
No, it's a thing.
What's
look
a thing?
Up. Google it.
Google it. But
boysenberry.
What's a boysenberry pie? I've never heard that term in my life.
I don't know if
life.
They make pie. I know that there's boysenberry. And
what the fuck's a boysenberry? Do you know what that is? Shot Chance. He's off camera.
I don't know. Boysenberry.
Google it for us, Chance. Make yourself useful.
It's boysenberry.
To the Google machine. Boysenberry. What the fuck is a boysenberry? That just doesn't even sound real. It sounds like a fictional character.
Dude, my new album's going to be called Boysenberry Bonds. That's the name of the episode already.
Boysenberry Bobby.
Boysenberry Bonds, dude.
Or Bonds, sorry. I just tried to one-up you and it failed. Sorry.
Barry Bobby's not a person. Barry Bonds was. And Boysenberry Bobby, it's like that's like what? A riffraff.
Bobby Bonilla. Go ahead.
Bobby Bonilla.
It's a cross between the European raspberry, European blackberry.
European raspberry and European
so it drives
blackberry.
On the other side of the road. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Clearly. Clearly, that's exactly what it is. Boysenberry. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was a fucking thing. Thanks for putting me on, Chad. I have to try one. Have you ever had one? No. I wonder if there's something we could just pick up at our local market.
Go to a farmer's market.
Shout to the farmer's market. Well, who says market?
Way down in my blues.
Who says market and not grocery store?
Somebody that I want to punch.
We were talking about this off camera. You and somebody were talking about this somewhere. Something happened and you said hamburger meat.
Oh, yeah. My favorite podcast, Are You Garbage? And they ask all kinds of, like, their guests. It's all, like, comedian friends of theirs. They ask them questions about just random shit. And one of the questions is, do you call it hamburger meat or ground beef?
Yeah. And your answer would be?
Of course, 100% every time, hamburger meat.
I'm going to zoom out a little bit.
And that's considered trashy, right? But because most people say.
To say hamburger meat's trashy?
I think hamburger meat's a Southern thing.
Okay. Makes
I gotta
sense.
Go to the grocery store and get some hamburger meat.
Yeah, hamburger meat's the only term I know it by. I mean, you
ground beef just sounds.
That's what the package says.
Yeah,
that's about it for me.
Get some ground beef.
The other day, I was trying to think of a different type of meat, and the word I was thinking of was shit. Don't do it again, Squints. Angus. Remember Angus. When Angus became a thing?
Oh yeah, Hardee's was
get it
in
out.
Front of the. They was in front of the line.
But you know who else was? Fun fact. I
had a stroke.
Yeah, I know, right? Fun fact. I think Toby Keith, you know, he was big on, owned a lot of property, and he's worth a lot of money. Right, he was worth a lot of money. But big in cattle, I believe, and got into the Angus meat market when that became a thing. I'm pretty confident. Maybe okay. Maybe I just made that up. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
but RIP,
very,
Toby Keith.
Yeah, very fun fact. Shout out to Toby Keith.
That's the only kind we have. I love this bar.
Hated that song to death. I did too, bro. But I love Toby Keith, but I did not like that song. Yeah. Or Red Solo Cup. But he had Should Have Been a Cowboy, and that's
Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Bangers, dude. RIP Toby Keith.
Yeah, RIP Toby Keith.
Yeah.
What else?
RIP to Virgil.
Virgil, the wrestler?
The manager, Million Dollar Man's manager passed away, dude.
Like when you say RIP Virgil, I think about the other guy. The Louis guy. Not the Louis guy, the Fear guy.
No, he's passed away, too. So RIP both Virgils then.
Right.
It's a sad day in the wrestling world.
Because of that happened today?
Well, when this is being filmed, this is coming out like a week or so. But like the
We don't even know when this is coming out.
Yeah, well, this is February 28th is when he passed away.
When we're recording this, February 28th. Fun fact, this is a day after my daughter's 18th birthday. Shout out Kimora. She turned 18.
Your old is white dog shit.
Facts.
Shout out to Kimora. Happy birthday.
Absolutely, man. That's just so surreal. That blows my mind. First off, shout out to Cannon Wealth Cannabis out in Virginia. We love those guys.
Shout out Cannon Wealth. Shout out to Virginia Commonwealth. Solid basketball program for a smaller school.
Based out of where? Where are they based out
no
of?
No clue. Well, I said Virginia Commonwealth, so I guess it's Virginia.
Facts. I just missed you saying Virginia, yeah. I guess.
Here we go. Let's go with the old people. Says, hey, Siri.
Oh, wow. I've never used Siri a time in my life.
Neither have
I. I don't think I've ever called on her for shit. I've told her to shut her fucking mouth plenty of times. Though,
hey, Siri.
She speaks out of turn. Oh, she talking to you? Or?
I don't know.
I don't hear shit, bro. I see the little dot moving.
Hey, Siri.
I don't even have mine turned on, so I can say that. And it won't.
Where is Virginia Commonwealth College?
Virginia, dumbass. What if it said that? It's not even listening
to Siri's
you.
A bitch.
Bro, dude. That's what fuck I'm saying. Her. It's so, like, you can't, like, stick to it. Like, I had to turn it off because it would just, like, activate. Mine, you have to hold down the power button for a second or, like, double-click. No, it's something up top, though, and Siri will come on. But I can't say, hey, Siri, I disabled that shit. Right.
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, shout out Richmond,
Virginia. Virginia Commonwealth University, located at 907 Floyd Avenue, Richmond, VA, 23284. Tip your bartenders, you stupid.
Man, I wish you were a connoisseur of the cannabis, because this is an amazing tasting.
It all tastes like smoke to me, though. I mean, it has a different flavor to it. No, man. I love a pen, though. I'll smoke a pen a lot, but that's all I smoke. I can't. And other stuff, that stuff's too harsh on you, boy, man.
This? Like flowers?
Yeah, just smoke in general.
I got a pen. I don't know. I can go down both lanes, I guess. But if I like the pen, how, like, you can do it anywhere. You can just smoke it anywhere.
Yeah, that's me.
It's real quick, and by the time somebody smells it, if they smell it at all, you're gone, so.
This was like Fruit Loops or something.
You know exactly. I mean? But this, there's no hiding this at all. But I don't know. I'm a smoker. I've always been a smoker.
I like this flowers.
But this shit, you know, tastes like fucking fruit. Shout out Cannabis Cannabis.
Maybe it tastes like boysenberries. Boysenberry Bonds, new album. Know. Coming soon, November 27th, 2011.
Is Barry Bonds the one that we talked about? No, it was by Bonilla with the contract. Like
Bobby Bonilla, yeah.
That had a contract like who? King Griffey?
Yeah, King Griffey's contract with the Reds. Yeah.
He's still getting paid now.
Yep, so is Bobby Bonilla, and that's exactly what Ohtani is doing.
Ohtani, that's who it was.
He just signed a $700 million contract with the Dodgers, but it's a deferred contract to where, like...
Which is amazing. He's going to be getting paid millions of dollars for the next 20 fucking years,
He's literally. Getting, like, $2 million a year for the first, I don't know, and then, like, 20, 15 years from now, he's going to get them big chunks.
Yeah.
That's
$13 million.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed, too. Like, most of it's guaranteed.
I'm so excited baseball season's coming back, bro. The NFL blew this year because it was the Taylor Swift Football Association.
Yeah, it really was. I don't really look at the NFL season as disappointing based off that. But
well, the Titans blew, too. That's another reason.
That sucks, but that's, like, been a thing now. You know, like Titans,
they ain't blew that bad.
They really haven't. It's a difficult conversation. I miss football. There's, like, nothing that'll ever get me – The thing about UFC, bro, is it's year round. It's weekend after weekend. I would love for Chatty Bobby to become a UFC fan.
I've tried, bro.
He has tried. And you would think, like, with his wrestling background and shit, you'd think he would take on that shit so quick. And it's missed him. But I really think I can get you converted if I just get you committed to watch a few.
Yeah, I've tried. I've went and watched.
But it's like
full fights. I've watched highlights of fighters.
But like the consistent, to get it consistent and see like build ups to where like right now we're seeing UFC 298 is the most recent pay per view and it's building up to UFC 300. So like all the backstories for each one of these fights for 299 that's about to happen. That's Sugar Sean. He's about to fight. You know, the Rainbow Head guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads to UFC 300. So it's like a storyboard that goes with it mainly. And then fighters get injured and training and shit. And then people filling in, like it's always something happening. But I love the fact that it's not seasonal based off like most professional sports.
Yeah, and see, like I'm so used to Titans were trash this past year. I'm a Vanderbilt fan in college, and I'm just loyal. They've always been I'm a Vanderbilt fan since I was a kid.
Shout out, Vandy.
And they're trash in football every year. Look, I love you, Jerry Stackhouse. You were a Hall of Fame player in the NBA. You cannot coach the Vanderbilt Commodores. They are like they only won 7 games this year, but like 7-22, dog.
Derek Mason is coaching MTSU now. Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, he was a trash coach for the Vandy football team.
Mm.
But so, and then the Titans were trash, and so was Vanderbilt in basketball and football. I'm a Braves fan. Braves are dope in baseball, so I'm like, come on back to baseball season. And MLB The Show is dropping. Like, right when this comes out, probably. I've been playing last year's game up until the new one.
Facts. Chad has been playing that a minute. I'm jealous I never got to play it. I still haven't got to play it. Yeah. The fact that, like, I used to love baseball games on any type entertainment system. Yeah. But all of the consoles, entertainment systems, all of the console baseball games were never, like, amazing. Like, there were fun games. Like, RBI Baseball for NES was always fun.
World Series Baseball.
World Series Baseball Series were
fun. Triple Play. That was
Triple Plays were fire.
Yeah, those were
fun. I remember the game on NES called Baseball Stars. Have you ever heard of this game?
Yeah.
But that was the game that mimicked, like, old school players. So, you had, like, Willie Mays and fucking, like, Mickey Mantle and those type players. But what was dope about that game, Baseball Stars, is the only baseball game I ever played where you could rob a home run. Like, you could run up to the fence and, like, hit a button, and that motherfucker would, like, scale the wall and do this. And you could fucking rob it.
That's fire. And, of course, now you can do anything in baseball games, but, like, that's definitely something you can do. But I can't ever time it. But I've been robbed multiple times on MLB The Show, and it is so maddening.
Yeah.
Because you're like, damn, I just went yard on that motherfucker, and that motherfucker climbs the wall and fucking gets you, dude.
But based off, like, the trailers that I've seen for that, and then, like, the level of, like, playing time Chad's put in on that game, because, like, I mean, I talk to Chad daily, and I know sometimes when I get him on the telephone, he's playing that fucking MLB The Show.
On my entertainment system,
On his entertainment system.
Answer the telephone.
He'll be clicking. I'll hear the controller clicking, and that's how I know. But it used to be Madden, like, for years. Like, I got no matter when you call Chad, he's probably playing. If he's at the crib, he's playing Madden. But now it's MLB The Show. But I'm jealous of that. I want to fucking try that game. I really do. And now you're telling me I've missed this year, and there's another one coming out by the time this episode drops.
Yeah, and I think this year is the year that I'm going to do the like the my, I don't know what they call it.
My,
like,
player.
Road to the Show or My Player or whatever.
Road to the Show. That sounded good.
Because
you ain't tried that yet?
No, I always just play season with the Braves, or I'll play season with the – I'll try to get, like, a shitty team, and it's hard to get shitty teams because, like, MLB The Show is so realistic.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you got a trash-ass pitching, like, rotation, bro, you get
– only thing
– cranked every play, dude.
I'm the type of player, though, that I like to win. You know what I'm saying? So I play franchise mode like most players would and try to go undefeated. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But a baseball game is different because you got 163 games. You can play a minimal season. Yeah. You can dumb it down and play 36. You know, it, like, dumbs it down. But if you want, you'll play the whole season. Will you not? 163?
Yeah.
Right?
Most of the time, I'll just play, like, offense.
Right.
I just simulate through,
that's
like, pitching.
That's ultimately what questions I'm leading to. Because in franchise mode, now you do have the ability to only play offense or defense or whatever.
You can simulate innings and just jump back in. You
exactly.
Do
so on the my player mode, that's different because in a baseball aspect, you're only playing if you're starting on defense. Yeah. And you're only playing if you're batting designated hitter probably out the gate. So you're going to have to play, like,
farm leagues and shit to get where you're going.
Yeah.
Right? And you're only going to play
your parts.
Your parts.
Yeah.
So you're only going to bat. I guess it's frustrating to play those type of ways, though, and not have a determinative. You do not determine the outcome of the game.
Yeah, that's why whenever I never did the my player on Madden. My brother does it.
But yeah.
If you're not a quarterback, it's not even worth playing it.
Exactly.
Like on 2K, if you're not a point guard, it's the same way.
But also on 2K was challenging because from my player mode, and everybody knows this that plays the game, if you're playing my player mode and when you get benched, like you could be in like what you are in a competitive game, you've been playing the first half or some shit, and then they fucking bench you and you're like, oh, you're just getting your breath. And then all of a sudden they put you back in with 2 minutes left in the third.
And you're down by 20 points.
And you're down by 18 points. It's like, what the fuck just happened? And that's where it's like, urgh! And baseball would be the same. That's a perfect example, though, the basketball scenario, because it's how the baseball games would be.
You
sit down and you go bat, come back when I bat again. And it'd be three innings later, and you're down by two or some shit.
Yeah, that's why I always play franchise mode every year. And with the Braves, I played like up to like almost five seasons, and then I changed to a different team. But
that'd be cool to try the single player mode though, or like My Pro or Road to the Show, whatever the fuck it's called in that baseball game. I want to play the baseball game.
Yeah,
but I think I'd enjoy playing like the Road to the Show type simulation part. I think that'd be fire.
Yeah, for sure. When I do it, I'll probably just be like a first baseman or something.
Yeah. Did you order the game yet?
No, you can pre-order it on Xbox. I just haven't yet because all the stuff that comes with the pre-order stuff is like the
digital download shit.
Well, it's like the packs, and I don't do those kind of games. I don't do like the Ultimate Team, whatever they call it. I don't do like, I just do franchise, and none of this stuff goes with franchise mode, so I don't ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like VC points.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that, or like stuff for Ultimate Team. And
yeah.
Home run derby's fun as shit though when you get to the All-Star break.
And you just pick so from my player mode, or you're talking about like just
on franchise, if you've got a guy that you've been doing well with homers, like at the All-Star break.
But he has to make the All-Star team.
Yeah, or not so much All-Star team, but just has to make the derby.
Yeah.
And the derby's tough, man, because they're like them dudes, it's fun.
The realism of that fucking game is crazy.
It's insane, bro.
It is, bro.
That's why I like Madden this year, bro. Just lost me because like for 10 years it's been the same game, but like this past year, dude, it's so hard. I've played on all Madden for the last 5-6 years. I've been playing Madden.
Fuck that.
And I couldn't even play it on pro in this year's mode. And I was like, maybe it's just because it was just broken. Like the game's just broken. Like the coverage is broken. Like, you know what I mean? Like the offensive line, they just won't block half the time. And I thought it was just a patch. And they never fixed it. I was
shout
like,
out patches.
Yeah, fuck that, bro.
Shout out Patch Adams.
One of my lesser Robin Williams movies.
Yeah,
for sure. Favorite Robin Williams movie, go.
Hook.
There you go.
Hell yeah. Shout out Hook.
It's a good one.
Hey, Rufio!
I say Mrs. Doubtfire, but Hook's fire too.
Well, he's got to make him bangarang.
Yeah. Hook's fire,
dude,
too.
I fucking love Hook. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, Hook's great, dude.
Who plays Hook?
Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman. That's the name. Sorry. Yeah, it's a great fucking movie, bro. I don't know. I'm glad I thought about it because I immediately wanted to say Mrs. Doubtfire.
And Julia Roberts was Tinkerbell.
Facts.
Yep.
And
banger of a movie, dude.
It was, bro.
Mrs. So Doubtfire was a banger movie, dude. It was a fire movie.
The concept of the movie would never work now. You couldn't even get away with releasing that film now.
No. And if you think about it, it's pretty.
It's a cross dressing fucking. He's literally. It's a crime what he's doing. It's literally a crime. He's
super crime.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's some sus shit.
It was for his kids, though. So
that doesn't make it okay. It's still against the law. You are breaking and entering.
Breaking the law.
Shout out Robin Williams.
Shout out to Beavis and Butthead.
What's another good Robin Williams movie, though? Have you ever done this on Over the Top with Robin Williams movies?
No, we haven't.
Y'all should do that. Well, you're kind of limited. Well, he's got a small catalog.
Yeah,
I can't talk, dude.
A lot of his older ones, I haven't really watched. Like his really old ones.
I'm not big on the top. You'd have to tell me he's in it probably.
I'll tell you one that's good.
Jumanji.
I like Jumanji, all right. 1 hour photo is really good, and he plays a super creep in that one.
It's like a suspense thriller.
It's not like a comedy or nothing.
Yeah, I think I've seen this.
That one's really good. There's a Christopher Nolan movie called Insomnia.
1 hour photo. He works at a fucking booth thing. He's like a creep. He's a film developer guy. Remember those things, bro?
Yeah, dude.
I remember that shit. He used to be in Kmart parking lot.
Dude, just think about it for real quick.
I don't want to.
We got this thing, this computer in our hand right here, right?
Yeah, telephone.
And I could get Chance to call NASA and get us to with this phone.
NASA.
Right? Or whoever is in charge of space shit. SpaceX, whatever it is. Hang on, let me get my leg together.
Yeah, pull her on up there, Chatty.
We got the gray toe heel socks, too. You're just going to get over that.
Go with it.
But NASA. Yeah, that's what we used to... The phones, we can go to space on them, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine a time, guys, where we get a film camera that we have to take pictures of, right? We have no idea what the pictures look like.
Nope.
If they even worked.
Nope.
Nothing. You get 27 exposures is what you used to get.
Yep.
And I remember when you got down to them little tickers and it was like two left, you had to be, I got to make sure these are good ones.
Yep.
You take them to your local Kodak or Walgreens or whatever, Walmart.
Yep.
You wait, they say 1 hour and you got to pay it. Like that was a big deal. That's one hour you get them back.
So you better pay that rush fee to get it in 1 hour.
Yeah.
You're going to pay an extra $6.
And you get the pictures back and seven of them got the sun done fucked them up.
Red eyeball.
Yeah. Then you got the red eyeballs. Then you got some where somebody took something of somebody that didn't even exist.
Yeah.
You got four good pictures out of there, and you spent $71.
Yep. Dude, if you put nudity in there, they wouldn't even half the time they wouldn't even fucking develop them.
Well, I never did that, but...
Yeah. I know that was a thing. Because, like, to get film developed and it be like that was a problem. I'm pretty confident. Like, to take naked pictures of your wife or some shit and try to get them developed, it was an issue.
Now,
like you couldn't take them to just the fucking store and get them developed. Maybe you could. Remember Parenthood?
Well, that was a movie. That wasn't real life.
No, that's real.
Yeah. Shout out Steve Martin. Look, star-studded cast there at Parenthood.
Man, that's a good movie.
You had Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix.
I wish my name was Joaquin.
Who played the Joker in the new Joker movie, right? He was the one that had the nudie movies. He was the son that had the nudie movies. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He liked to masturbate.
Oh, yeah. For sure. He definitely did. But yeah, man, that's insane to think about, dude. Now we can have a daggum photo shoot right here while we're shooting the podcast. Chance can upload it in 4K and put AI with us, and we can look like fucking Mario and Luigi.
And we used to have to drive to some creep in the middle of a fucking Kmart parking lot and wait 4 hours to get our pictures back sit there like this with our fingers crossed, hoping they look good.
I hope
good.
That one of us at the Old Mill Scream when we had our hands up, I hope we got a good picture.
Bro, look at his face. Look at your face.
Yeah. And then you get it back and it just took the sky. And you're like, well, next time.
Bro.
Go
ahead.
We lived in an insane time, dude.
Yeah, dude. Madness.
That was the 90s.
Total madness.
Can you imagine living in the 60s?
You remember the fucking... Yeah, no, I don't want to. I don't know how the world even spun. Look how I'm sitting. What am I doing? What about the disposable cameras? Remember those? Like disposable cameras that would come with the shots already on it, and you take it and get a waterproof one and shit?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You turn
the Okay, cool. Yeah, but even like...
keep the camera?
But yeah. But even like real cameras still had like film rolls on them too. So I thought we were talking about that originally. Same thing, shit. Yeah. But the... what were we talking about? Insane times. 60s, though, like when you go back before, like, think about way back, like 1885 type shit, like Back to the Future. Bro,
I don't want to.
Bro, give me a lighter so I could light this candle and we could see. Bro, you didn't have a lighter. Give me a match.
Yeah, give me a lighter.
Match? Motherfucker, you ain't even got matchsticks.
Hey, whatever y'all called each other in the 1800s. Jesus or whoever, Jebediah. Go over there and scratch your face against that rock until you get enough friction to create a flame. Then, when you create that flame, you light this little shrub and you bring it over to me, and I'm going to smoke out of it.
Hell yeah, that's my kind of living.
Jebediah, go scar your face on that rock.
Go
so you can make a fire.
I'm out of tobacco. Chance, go jump on the horse and ride to town. We'll be here when you get back 3 days.
That's why people live to be 27. They're like, fuck this, dude.
It takes
8 months to go get my dadgum medicine for my headache.
Fuck that.
I'll just kill myself or give myself dysentery.
Yeah, dude, the life expectancy back then was crazy low.
He lived to be 27. I'm like...
He lived a good life.
Oh my God, like they're like he lasted that long?
Bro, life expectancy now is 76, I think.
76.
Yeah. That's crazy. We're halfway there. We're past halfway there.
Yeah.
That sucks. Does it?
Actually, you know, I don't know. Because maybe this is just with this life. Maybe the next one, I mean, what could it be? What could the next one be?
I don't know.
Because, dude, I don't know, man. There may be other worlds. You never know.
Never know.
The one that we're in now, sometimes I see something like, you know, when deja vu moments, and I'm like, bro, I've been in this exact moment with the exact music playing.
Yeah.
With the exact
it's like you know it's going to happen next.
Yeah, and it's like, and then it's like
how deja vu's weird, huh? What do you think about deja vu?
I don't know, bro.
Dude, I'm saying, like, you know what I always, this is a crazy, I can't believe I'm saying this on camera, but a theory I always had about deja vu, and this is something I've thought about since I was a kid, literally. And yeah. I think I've said this to a few people in my life, just the people I was brave enough to say it to. But my theory on deja vu is that you have dreamed it before.
Yeah.
And that you've experienced that moment to where you're convinced you have been there because you have experienced that moment. You just experienced it in that dream state.
No, but
right? And it's like, I've caught myself in those moments before, Bubba. I've literally like been like, hold on, shut up. I've been here before. I know what's going to happen next. And I like try to figure it out like right then, like what's about to happen. Like, that's the weird shit though.
Bro, I could see that for sure. Also, people say too, there's some people that say deja vu is like you remembering something from a past life too.
Yeah, that's
either one could be
bananas.
True or could be completely insane. But like either one, you could think about the dream thing. Like I could see that. I don't remember my dreams hardly at all.
I don't know more.
When I was younger, I did.
Yeah, I don't know more. When I was young, I remember dreaming like constantly and having like real vivid dreams and like lucid dreams rather and like being really like deep in dream stuff, you know what I'm saying? And like as I've gotten older, I rarely dream. But fun fact, I literally dreamt the other night. I had a dream and it was strange. It was a strange dream.
Okay.
I don't want to speak too much on the dream, but I'll tell you this, and this is a random fact, but Jelly Roll was in my dream.
Okay.
You were in my dream.
What were we doing, like rapping or something?
No, we were at like an event.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you. All I can tell you, what I remember most about this dream is us walking. We were like side by side. We were like discussing something, and we were discussing what was going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking back and seeing Jelly. And he was like with us. Like we were like, you know what it is. Like you lead when you're with,
right.
And it was one of those scenarios. And Jelly was sweaty. I don't know if he had just got off stage. I don't know. But this just happened, though. I literally just dreamt this the other night, and which was strange as fuck to me. I don't really have a lot of dreams as of later in my life.
Yeah, I don't either, man. Like, the ones that they say that you dream every night, but I don't remember mine. So maybe I'm not in that deep enough sleep or something.
Do you think – I think maybe it deteriorates as you get older.
I think my memory's terrible too. I think that has something to do with it too.
The memory loss as you get older, you don't remember your dream. You remember your dreams less.
I don't remember my realities.
Or do you dream less as you get older?
I don't know.
Right, and then like another interesting. I don't know why we're talking about this, but it's interesting.
We ain't have nothing else to
talk about. I love it. Yeah. Imagination, like your imagination. Mm-hmm. Does your imagination
say that again?
Imagination. The second time was a little rocky.
Yeah,
but. Do you lose that? Do you choose to lose it? Or do you still have it and don't use it?
It's the third one.
Right?
Yeah. Well, because me and you could right now could conjure up in our imagination some like G.I. Joe world that we used to live in when we were kids. I mean, we still have the ability to, well, I guess we do. Maybe we don't. I don't know.
Right.
In my head right now, I could envision us too in like a G.I. Joe versus Cobra, like all out knockdown, drag out war.
Like if we had fucking kid mentalities long enough to like say, hey, Chad, you want to play war? And you're like, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Let's play war. And we fucking engulfed in our grown up minds into that world of imagination.
We would be committed.
How fucking fun would that be?
I mean, it would be fun for us, but everybody else would be completely mortified and terrified.
Yeah, but nobody, the only person here is Chance, and who cares if he's mortified? But you follow what I'm saying.
Well, I care if Chance is mortified.
I do too. You follow what I'm saying, though. Yeah. I think it's interesting to think, though, that we still have an imagination at grown.
Maybe we don't. Dude.
I think we do. I'm confident we do too.
I just immediate backpedal. IP or IB.
What?
IBP. Immediate backpedal.
Ibuprofen.
No, IBP. Immediate backpedal.
Gotcha.
I said something, I immediately changed my mind as soon as you said something.
Thanks. I didn't need the definition, but I got it now.
Use it in a sentence.
I was late.
I already used it in a sentence. I win the spelling bee, bitch. I can spell really good, dude.
I can't. I've never been able to spell well.
I can't do a lot of other stuff good, but I can do spelling good.
No, I can't.
That sounded really grammatically correct.
I can't spell good enough to think I can. Does that make sense? I don't want to fucking. Ooh, I don't want anybody.
That was a barn burner of a sentence. I don't know.
I don't know
what you just said.
I don't want nobody to ask me to spell to like win to win a competition.
Okay. Well, yeah, that made more. That other one was a twisty turvy situation.
You better give me a pen and pad to write it down if I'm going to spell it correctly. Because if you just ask me to spell something and I'm just thinking.
Because you're like, dun dun dun. That's why I do it in rhythm. Rhythmatic. Well, that's not a word either. Rhythmic is the right way to say that.
Chad, when you play.
Have you thought about speaking with a lisp for like an entire day?
No, I'm not interested in that at all.
No, I wasn't either, but then I just stuttered. I stuttered a bunch and then I did an accidental lisp. And then I immediately put myself in the mind of somebody that speaks with a lisp, and I was like,
well, I was going to ask. Listen, I got a good question. If you could be on any game show, what would it be?
Family Feud.
That's the choice. So you choose to be on Family Feud, or is that the one you think you would just do the best at?
Okay, so are we talking about if my options for game shows were any game show that's ever been on TV?
Or
like right now.
What game show do you think you would be unmatched at? Not unmatched, but you think you had a chance
really
of winning.
I'm really good at Family Feud.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
If anything that... See, the thing with Family Feud is...
Yeah.
It doesn't garner so much on being lucky, because I'm not lucky garnering. When it comes to like...
Any life. Of the,
well, just game show, like picking... If you have choices, heads or tails, Chad, I'm going to pick the wrong one
right.
90% of the time.
I get it.
So it's like Press Your Luck is my favorite game show.
No whammies. Yeah. Stop.
But I would always get a whammy. That's what would happen with me. So I'll just say Family Feud. And I think I got a good enough squad that we would be able to...
Who's on your squad? Go.
Well, it has to be your family, don't it?
Yeah. So you're just taking mom, pops, and Mel and your brother?
Yeah. Yeah. And then if... I think we do pretty good, man. I don't know what other game shows I'd want to be on, though. Some of them are like too smart. Like, who
Wheel of Fortune. I want to be on Wheel of Fortune. I'm a beast at Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. That's how I am with Family Feud.
Me and my mom together are fucking savage.
I'm really good at Wheel of Fortune, too, but like it's another thing with Wheel of Fortune, though. Lose your turn, bankrupt. Like, there's luck there, and I'd be the one. That's why I didn't pick that one, because I love Wheel of Fortune, too.
That makes sense.
But I'd say Family Feud.
Deal or No Deal would be fun to be on.
I love that show too, but that's another one that's like
case. You know what show I want to be on? American Gladiators.
Dude.
I would love to be a contestant on American Gladiators.
Back when they used to do the ones where they'd get the dadgum tennis ball guns that was as big as this television.
Assault. That was the one event. Yeah, you just threw up in the microphone. The one event, though, that was so dope on American Gladiators was called Assault. And that's where the guy would sit up and he had that big cannon and it had a Nerf football on it. And he had the tennis ball Gatling gun.
He was just Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And you had to run from station. There was like the room was as big as a gymnasium. And you would try to get from point A to point B, C, D, and E. And each station would have some firing mechanism that you would be able to fire back at the gladiator.
Right.
Man, I used to love that event, bro. There's a bunch of them. Powerhouse. There's a bunch of like different events on that show.
That's what I was talking about, where they go to each little spot where they go duck off, and then they get the dadgum tennis ball gun and shoot it at the target.
Yes, dude. So, and then the last station was three grenades, and they would throw it at the target. They'd be so close by then, and if they missed it, they just had to run to a finish line. They could still get like minimal points.
Do you remember? So like American Gladiators was such a fire show. The original.
The best.
Well, like. There was that one, and then there was the one where it was just like they had the little it was like the soccer balls.
Yes, and there's a pendulums in the middle and then the out them. Corners. Yeah, and you got to dunk them. So there was like.
But the gladiators were like tackling them. Yeah, dude.
There was three. There was like three gladiators and two contestants. So there was one more gladiator. Whenever that third gladiator would be, the other guy would have an opportunity to score. You follow me? Because
they used to knock the shit out of each other, dude.
Savage, bro.
And they
were all juiced up too.
And the final like big, you know, like horse or whatever. They'd get to the end and there'd be the ones that's just waiting.
Yes, dude. In the maze or they'd bust through the paper.
And they'd run right into it. Oh, dude,
remember that swinging rope and they go into the foam pit?
Yeah.
It's like no, that was like when they got rid of the paper, they started swinging into the foam pit.
Shout out Mike Adamley. He was the great host.
Fuck yes.
Later in his career, he got a job at ESPN. Shout out to Mike Adamley.
Dude, or WWE.
He was actually an announcer for WWE.
I can't believe you just called that host out by name. Yep. There's no way I would remember that. So what about?
Yeah, I don't know how I did.
What about the spinoff for kids? Guts. Remember Guts?
Guts, the aggro crag, dude. Yeah.
Guts was slick, a spinoff of American Gladiators.
Guts was absolutely Nickelodeon's answer to American Gladiators.
Yeah, just minus the physical, like, altercation type shit. Because there was some physical shit going on over American Gladiators, bro. And they were Joe Schmoes versus these jacked-up juice heads.
It looked like a jobber in a wrestling match. And then Ultimate Warrior was coming out.
Fuck that's what it looked like. That's exactly what it looked like. God, yeah. I love that show. Bring it back, bro.
Dude, Legends of the Hidden Temple was fired, too.
Fuck yes, it was. Yeah,
it was
bro.
A fire show.
It was so fire. Do you remember? And then Carmen Sandiego, of course. But do you remember a show on Nickelodeon called Finders Keepers?
I remember the name. I don't remember the
everybody
show.
Everybody says that. Yeah. So Finders Keepers show was where they would give like it was sort of like Double Dare format where they go through a questionnaire and whoever would have the most amount of points would have the opportunity to search for an item. And the item he would say, "All right, guys. Jimmy just left. He left his keys, and he can't find them. You're looking in the living room. Go!" And they just put him in this living room. And there'd be shit everywhere. And you got to find Jimmy's keys. He lost his keys.
Okay. So you're like, Jimmy. I hope Jimmy found them.
Bro, but you would have to look everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere. Like, it could be, like, in a fucking jar up on the shelf, like, down within. You dump it out, and there'd just be a key there. Like, it was so dope to watch that show. I don't ever know. I don't know why it went off the air or what year that was, but I'm probably putting an age on my – or a year on
I remember
my age
the here. Name, though. I just never remember watching
it. I remember the host. I
watched it.
He's like this somewhere. California kid with this big fucking gold hair in the front. I don't know.
Dude, shout out Wild and Crazy Kids. So that was another amazing show on Nickelodeon.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
You had Omar Gooding.
Yep.
Who, you know – Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother was in Baby Boy. You had Donnie Jeffcoat was also another one of the hosts.
I remember that name.
And then there was a redheaded girl. I don't remember her name.
Pippi Longstocking.
But see, that's the thing. I can remember Donnie Jeffcoat's name from Wild and Crazy Kids, but there's vital parts of my life that I don't recall.
That's wild as fuck. When you said the name and host,
Mike Adamley.
When you said that, it's like, but
I don't know how I dug.
But
that
you
out
do
of
that. You do that like with like current shit. Crazy to us. Yeah. Like even when we talk about like pod numbers and episodes and like when things happened, like when was that? Like Chad will fucking belt that shit out and it'll fucking be accurate to the core.
But I won't remember what I wore yesterday.
Facts.
Are you good at remembering what you wore each day? Like if I said, hey, like, well, if I just said,
yeah, if it wasn't for work.
Yeah, if you remember.
I can't speak.
I can't either. I was trying to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm good at remembering like stats and numbers, but
I'm not good at much like that. I can remember songs. I remember song lyrics.
I'm not good at much like that.
I'm good at remembering song lyrics. I can remember song lyrics surprisingly well.
And you know what? And me being an artist, I'm so bad at remembering lyrics to songs that aren't rap.
Bro, you remember just recently me, you, and one forgot our when we opened up.
I forget my own lyrics all the time, but I can remember everybody else's.
But still, we got each other for that type shit. Like, I'll be on stage with you and shit. But the fucking, when we did, me, you, and one particularly.
Now that was a disaster.
Was an absolute disaster. Yeah, and that was recently.
Yeah, that was bad.
And that was a last minute, the Ritz show. When we opened up for Ritz. Jerry Robinson.
Jerry Robinson,
Jerry Robinson had hit up one and Chad to come last minute open up for Ritz. And this was recent. We've spoke on this on the podcast like immediately after. But fast forward fucking 6 months. I'll tell you the real deal. That shit was fucking last minute.
That shit was.
And luckily we had, I mean, the guys got great music. There's no question there. But they were like, Squint, you want to do In a Minute? Now, if you're familiar with the Joe and Jerry Project, I was on a song called In a Minute. It's a fun song to perform. We performed it a couple of times. Like at your birthday bash, we performed it at.
No, we only performed In a Minute. Well, but at that
somewhere,
time.
Somewhere. Because I got footage of me.
At that time, the only time we performed In a Minute was probably.
At that event.
At the event in Kentucky, yeah. And on the album release party.
But it worked both times, right?
Yeah, but we hadn't listened to it in months. That's
then we hadn't bad. Listened to it in months. Fast forward, and I remember that night, I remember it was like, y'all want to throw in? It was last minute. Like, Squinch, you want to throw In a Minute on the. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're all just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Might as well. We're all going to be there. Fuck it. Hell yeah. Let's go.
We should have Omaha'd that motherfucker, dog.
Even if we didn't Omaha, we should have fucking listened to the goddamn record on the way to the club or something. Yeah. Because we both, or us three, one included.
Nobody in the crowd even cared. I was like, oh, nobody, thank God.
Luckily, we shook it. Y'all shook it the first five songs and the one after that. Like, our set was dope. And people loved that.
Shout out to Hop Springs.
Yeah, shout out Hop Springs. That was a dope venue, bro. Yeah,
we need to
set something up out there for sure. Because that was dope as fuck.
For sure.
But yeah, that song was a absolute shit show. We have no footage from that night. That's how random that was.
Yeah.
I think I had a few photos that I took, or maybe a few videos that I took.
Well, we're shooting footage, but it got messed up. Remember, it was shot upside down. It was just, we didn't get any footage worth using. One got a little clip that he used.
The sound was fucked up.
Yeah, it was.
They
had to run our song, two of our songs back.
That's what happened.
There was no bass, remember?
Yeah.
And the DJ was like, we were like, can you fix it? And he just stood there. I'm like, what is going on right now?
I remember coming off stage, though, bro, and in flames. And we went straight to the bar. And it was like you guys know, I look at for a camera. There's not even a camera here. But everybody knows that I don't drink a lot. Like, we have a few shots here on the show and
you
shit.
You were Cooter Brown.
And I got lit the fuck up. Yeah. So, and so did one, though. Like, as soon as we came off stage, it was like, fuck, bro, I need a drink. Like, that was.
Y'all did get saucy, but one slowed down, and you kind of kept that foot on the gas there for another 10, 20, 30 minutes, I think. Because you met some buddies there, and they were walking around with an entire cup of Crown.
Facts.
From the bar.
Facts. That is all facts.
Yeah.
That's what influenced that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you was going to.
Yeah.
We were like, Squints, we're leaving. You're like, all right. And then I was like, dude, you probably, we're going to leave. And then you was walking out, and then they stopped you again, and you drank another thing. I remember that. But shout out to Hop Springs, dude.
Yeah, it's a dope-ass venue in the middle of nowhere out here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's not far from here. It's probably like 20 minutes from here. Might not just give y'all my address.
Come on down, dude. Come on down, guys.
Oh, shit, dude.
How long has this been going?
I don't know. It's been going on a while, though. Feels like a long time.
It feels like a long time.
41.
Let's do five more good minutes.
Okay. We'll cut that weird part out.
It feels like a long time. I like this mic because I can bring it in and out. Look,
you've been doing it the whole time. Every first time. If you tap, like, the only thing is you hear everything on it. But if you're like rested on it, it doesn't disturb anything.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Fun fact.
Boysenberry Bonds going yard on that ass.
Should we call this episode Boysenberry?
Boysenberry Bonds. That's what we're calling Boysenberry Bonds.
You have to send me the font. I don't know how to spell Boysenberry. Chance does. He Googled it for us since we've been here.
Boysenberry. BOISENBERRY. Boysenberry.
That is incorrect. I'm just playing. I really don't know.
I looked over you so mad.
I just want to say it. I probably sounded pretty good saying that, too. That is incorrect.
You looked at the fucking...
teleprompter. I was looking at...
The teleprompter.
That is incorrect. Cue that, bro.
Cue it up.
I want to be a voice actor, bro.
Well, do it.
I
want to be an astronaut.
Dude, you can be anything you want to be, bro.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm an astronaut right...
That's it, guys.
Chance already took me to space and NASA. Remember, I gave him my phone earlier.
Every time you say NASA, I just cringe.
Why? Did they do something?
I know. It's just the way you say NASA.
What is it? That's how you say it.
You say NASA. Like, you kind of get naggy
NASA.
With it.
NASA. Okay. NASA. NASA, though. That's like I'm saying nice. NASA.
Yeah.
That's NASA.
Jesus.
NASA. There we go. Hey, okay. Hey, let's go to NASA.
Where is NASA?
Houston? Bill Bratsky. What?
Don't one of the, like, NASA places, like, the or the, like, space, where can you go do an anti-gravity chamber?
An AGC?
Ain't that a thing? Ain't that a thing where you can, like...
I don't even know what that phrase was that came out of your face.
So when you go to the moon, you know how we see the astronauts in their fucking spaceship and they're floating around?
Allegedly. Never happened.
Right? But there are things called anti-gravity chambers, and they produce the same atmosphere to where there's zero gravity.
Oh, gotcha. Is that the one when you get stuck to the wall and your like face goes, it like melts?
Yeah, but you can just push off of it and you just float all over.
Oh. Gravitron.
Chance, will you look at that real quick?
Gravitron. That's when you get stuck to the wall because the it's whatever it's doing.
All that ride.
Never, dude. Never would you see me in there.
Bro, have you seen? There's I thought
that's what you was talking
about. So now there's footage of people in the Gravitron doing like tricks. Have you seen that, bro?
It gives me fucking anxiety.
Oh, dude, there's wild shit, bro.
The kids that got get hurt in them and shit because they try to move.
Bro, that shit's impossible to move. Are you looking, Chance?
Amazing. Amazing. Imagine if we were just floating around the room right now, and then every now and then we'd come in the screen like a fucking
dude, that'd be dope.
Dolphin. That'd be pretty cool.
Currently, right now, there are ways to simulate simulate gravity, zero gravity, but there's no way to actually create zero gravity.
Damn it.
So there's no such thing as an anti-gravity chamber? I just made that up out of nowhere. I could have swore that at one of these space centers, there is a room that is supposed to... It's a zero-gravity chamber.
Twin Research Center.
They have it there.
But it just simulates it. It doesn't actually create...
The fuck is a simulate? How do you simulate zero gravity?
I don't... What does that mean? Floating?
Yes.
I mean, dude... With strings. Free your mind, you know what I mean? Free of mind.
Yeah, I guess.
And the rest will follow.
That's the only thing that interests me about going to space is zero gravity. Everything else is just too much for me.
Yeah, dude. I'm scared of heights. I don't like going to the top of a staircase, much less the next planet over. I mean, y'all have that to yourselves.
Yeah, but when you get that far out, there isn't. When you're not high anymore, you're like.
What do you mean you're not high? You're on the. You're not on Earth. What do you mean you're not high?
But once you once you get out of orbit of the Earth, if you fail, you wouldn't fall back to Earth. You'd fall.
Where would you fall?
Into space.
You don't eventually. You would eventually fall.
There's a lot of questions on this episode.
So if you're telling me.
You're telling me.
You're telling me this is the. You're telling me this is the spaceship, shuttle, whatever. Uh-huh. And this here's Earth.
Yep.
Let me find Earth real quick.
Where's that?
Here's Earth.
There it is. Yep.
You're telling me you're up here in the space cadet shuttle.
Why would you be up there? You'd be in an airplane up there.
Planet Earth. You see it out of the shuttle.
Yeah, okay.
If you fall, you won't fall. If you're falling on a trajectory, you're talking about you just go into oblivion?
I would think you just fall right past it.
Let's go try it.
But that's my thing. Like when... You look at I'd sound so stupid if I start asking.
Dude, I'm a licensed astronaut.
I need you to become an astronaut so you can tell me what's up and down. Not just all the way out and there's these planets all the way out that way. Like, what's up there and what's down there?
Heaven and hell is what I've been told my whole life, so
That's what I've been told, too.
So, I don't know if I'm an astronaut. Any astronauts that watch the podcast, go ahead and comment below. Probably going to be a hard pitch there. But
this is probably one of the most random episodes I think we've ever done in our lives.
That's what we needed. We needed one of these.
Boysenberry Bonds, ladies and gentlemen.
Boysenberry Bonds.
It's been a hell of an episode, a hell of a ride.
Yeah, it definitely has. And I just realized.
What?
Boysenberry is Berry. Barry Bonds is Barry. It doesn't matter.
Nobody gave a fuck.
I said ACDC. I meant to say OCD. Shout out to anti-gravity chambers, AGCs, if you ever see one around.
I could have swore that was a fucking thing, man.
Yeah, I'm saying it is. We just spoke it into existence. If you want to go to Walgreens, I know the local Walgreens, get you some film developed. Tell them Chad sent you, you'll get an 11% discount.
I wonder how much that shit costs nowadays. It probably costs a lot.
I mean, you can...
It used to cost like half your paycheck back in the 80s, so it 90s.
Is it still an, I wonder if people take pictures of their butthole and try to get them printed out and stuff.
But now, who does that? Who does get pictures developed? Oh, I guess you would.
Not develop it. You can just get them
printed out. Yeah. You don't even say develop now. You just say, I need to get that one printed out. Yeah. And then you go get it made just so you put it in a frame or something, right?
Yeah, you put your like phone, in, hook your phone to the thing or something. And that sounded really smart, what I just said.
Hook your phone to the thing?
You know what I mean?
There's like those little kiosk things and you hook your phone
to the kiosk.
Sorry, you know what kiosk. Mean? And then you don't even take the film no more. What camera? Can you even buy film? It's all like media cards now. Think yeah, about that. Is film still a thing?
I'm sure it's not. Not unless you're stupid and old or something.
Or you go to like a film store or like a
film store.
I just made that up.
This podcast is the most informative one yet, guys.
No, you got a camera store. Or you order film online, obviously.
If you still... You can? Temu.
It's Temu, bro. Temu.
Wait, what? No, it's Temu.
No, bro. Temu. Do your
it's
research. Not,
it's T-E-M-U. It's Temu.
It's pronounced.
Temu would be T-A-M-U.
It's Temu.
I'm not saying that.
Bro, did I'm you not
saying
see?
It like that.
Okay. Super Bowl... Who had the most commercials?
I don't know.
Temu.
Temu did.
No. Temu.
Tomato, tomato.
You know what they say? You know what they say in the commercial?
I don't care what they say.
Temu.
It's not spelled that way.
Listen, Chad, it's a marketing ploy. They say Temu, 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 Temu. Like the whole commercial is just Temu, 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 Temu. And you're like, "Hold the fuck up." It's Temu. Everybody on the fucking planet has been calling it Temu for the past two goddamn years.
But that ain't gonna make me want to go buy something.
It's not
gonna make me want to hate them forever.
It's I don't think it's gonna do anything. It's just the conversation. It's literally just like, and they spent more $7.5 million per 30 seconds. We all saw this for the Super Bowl. Three of them, more than any fucking, more than Coca Cola, more than Bud Light, more than any fucking vendor on the planet. Temu.
Fuck Temu.
And they could, and Temu. Who knows? It may be Temu, and it was just part of their marketing ploy, just to say it's Temu for
a
day.
I don't like them.
I don't like you.
I don't even know what they do, and I don't care to know.
They just sell like bulk bullshit. It's just a bunch of dumb shit.
I'll go to eBay. Thank you.
Or yeah, Amazon. There's a dude, shout out my guy Shane at work. He said that he orders off Temu or Temu, whatever the fuck. Orders off of it a lot, like he's addicted to it. And his wife, Lori, works with us too. Shout out to these guys, man. I love these guys. But, she said that like he orders like obsessively, but everything on there is like $2. Then I asked Shane, I was like, "Bro, when you get the shit, does it come like bulk? So like, do you get like 50 fucking things in your cart and spend $100 bill? You follow what I'm saying?"
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. So when they ship it, do they ship you 50 fucking packages? No, they don't. They like go pick it off all the shelves, all these little bitty fucking cheap ass items. And throw them into a box and send it to you. So you open that box and dump out 50 fucking products that you've ordered over a period of time, just accumulated in a cart. Shout out to Temu.
Are you working for them now?
No, but I want to try it.
Well, try it, dude. How?
I'm scared to order.
Shake a leg, you know what I mean?
I'm scared to order $2 anything offline.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, anything that's $2 on the internet, you know I don't mean? Want it. What is it going to be? What can you get for $2 on the internet?
Valve stem covers.
I mean,
dice.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the dice that would go like at the top of your tire, the little like screw on thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are vital. You have to have them. So there you go, Temu.
Do you have to have them?
I don't know. Do you have it, Guts? Do you have it? I'm going to rap over the Guts beat.
Dude, we should sample it.
Dub, do it. Dub, I know you
shout
watch this.
Shout out Dub 3030.
Dub, sample Guts theme song.
Shout out Barry. What?
Boysenberry Bonds.
Boysenberry Bonds. Y'all already know. We appreciate y'all fucking with us and listening to our bullshit for the past hour. Don't know what we talked about. Don't know what we covered. But I promise you it's all accurate and fucking very important information.
I stand by it.
Yeah, you should write it all down. Take notes. Tell a friend.
Buy it. French fry.
It's IGotSomeShitToSay.com, ChadArmsTV.com. That's Chad Arms TV. I'm Squint615. This I Got Some Shit to Say. Bye, guys.
Bow.
What was it? What did you just do with your hands?
I did the wave.
Woo! See y'all.
Bitch, we got views.